In Parsha Shmini, we read about one of the most dramatic, one of the most confusing episodes in the Torah. And of course, I allude to the untimely death of Nadav Avihu. And just to read through some of the psukim that discuss the death of Nadav Avihu, this beginning of Perek Yod. Vayichu v'nei Aharon Nadav Avihu ish machtaso. Each one of the children, Nadav Avihu, they took their pan. Vayitnu v'hen eish. They placed on it a fire. Vayasimu aleha ketores. They placed on it the incense. Vayakrivu lifnei Adonai eish zara asher lo tivo sam. They brought in front of God an eish zara. Two of the words that are the most confounding in the Torah, a foreign fire, which God had not commanded them. A fire went out from in front of God. And the children of Nadav Avihu met their death. They perished. That which God had said, Lemor, Bigrovai Ekadesh, I will sanctify myself with those who are closest to me. V'alpenei kol ha'am echaved. And I will make myself mechubad in front of the entire nation. V'yidom Aaron. And Aaron was silent upon hearing this. Upon hearing that Moshe Rabbeinu had said that God at some point had mentioned that he would sanctify the Mishkan, and that God would be sanctified through those who are closest to him. And implicitly, Aharon realized that Nadav Avihu were people of such stature, and that somehow their deaths were part and parcel of the Kiddush Hashem that was being made. So it says, Vayidom Aharon, Aharon became silent. Aharon became silent. I want to discuss for a few minutes this concept of Vayidom Aharon. It's such a provocative language, and the imagery is so stark. The imagery is so fascinating. This image of a father, a loving father, witnessing the death of his children, being told by Moshe Rabbeinu that their death was not in vain, but that their death was part of some process of being Mekadesh the Mishkan. And the reason that Rashi gives for that, that is Mekadesh the Mishkan, was that it placed the appropriate fear of the nation and the Kohanim as to what the Mishkan was and God's presence in the world. And it almost elevated the mindset, the consciousness of the Am. And Aaron, instead of breaking down, Aaron, instead of responding in natural anger, in natural despair, to the Vayidom, he was silent. So I want to mention the two pshatim that most people seem to give about this idea of Vayidom. So one pshat is mentioned by Umkulus in a different version that we have, seems to be implied by the Rambam in the Parish Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, that Vayidom is a lashon of Shevach. It's a lashon of praise. It's almost like the concept that we have at a Levaya of Tzidduk Hadin, of declaring the righteousness of the act. And Vayidom means that they praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. But the other pshat is something that perhaps is more in keeping with the words, of the word what do means general, namely that they were silent, not that they praised, but they were silent. And how do we understand that silence? How do we understand the nature of that shtika? So the way that Rashi explains, he said simply shtika, they were quiet, they didn't say anything, their mouth didn't move, no words came out. The Ramban seems to say something very similar, namely that up until this point, Aaron was responding through crying and through bechia. And when he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu that this was part of God's will, so he simply stopped crying. I mean, Vayidom is a language of shtika, of a lack of of verbalizing anything. But I always assumed that the word Vayidom means more than that. That Vayidom is not just sort of silence, but that it means something on a grander picture. I saw a pshat by Rav Schwab, and Rav Schwab in his Sefer addresses the following problem in Rashi. That Rashi, again, to quote the pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Aharon, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Lemor, Bikrovai Ekadesh, Yalpnei Kol Ha'am Echaved, and at the end of the pasuk is Vayidom Aharon. When Rashi goes through the psukim, essentially he puts the words Vayidom Aharon, Aharon was silent, at the beginning, and then only afterwards does he explain the first part of the pasuk, Bikrovai Ekadesh, Yalpnei Kol Ha'am Echaved. So Rashi, the first thing that Rashi mentions is the silence of Aaron. The question is, why is that? So either was Shrab learned the Pasuk, and it seems to be implied in even the grammar of the Pasuk itself, and where the end point of Sukkim is that the Pasuk says the following, Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Hu Asher Diber Hashem. And then, when Aaron heard, Hu Asher Diber Hashem, that this was God speaking, at that point, Vayidom Aharon. I mean, he didn't have to hear what God had said. He didn't have to hear that God was going to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, to those that were close to him. But just Hu Asher Diber Hashem, just having a cognition that God was in the world, and a cognition that God had spoken about this. Even if he didn't hear an explanation, even if it didn't make sense to him, but just as long as he heard the words Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu Asher Diber Hashem, so then already that created a different mindset, a different framework, a different consciousness, and just knowing that God's will was being expressed in the world, that's what led to Vayidom Aharon. So Vayidom is not just shtika, I'm not going to talk. You know, sometimes you have something to do with your children, or someone who's working for you, and they try to sort of interject, and say, I just want you to listen. So they're listening, you know, they're not talking, they're sitting there with their, you know, lips clenched together. They're not talking, but it's also not a gesture, it's not a pose of acceptance, of understanding, of awe, of seeing a larger picture. And Vayidom is almost that. It's almost the feeling of awe and the feeling of self-negation and the feeling of a larger picture that Aaron was connected to in that moment. There's a language that the Sfas Emes use also about Vayidom. I'll read to you just a line of the Sfas Emes. So the Pasuk Hu Asher Diber Bikrovai Etadesh Vayidom Aaron. So the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, says the following. Ein perish vayidom, when it says that Aaron was silent, daika al hakol, doesn't mean that he wasn't talking. That's not what it means at all. Rak shabito atmo, ki inyan amram, lo matasi lo gufto tov mishika. What does it mean? It means he was mevatel himself. He negated himself. And this might be the greatest single statement about Aaron HaKohen or any person, that in that moment of intense loss, that somehow he negated what he wanted and what he needed, he negated that to, at that moment, the Ratzon Hashem. And that's what the Mishnah means, the Sfas Emes, lo masasi lo guf tov, there's nothing so good for a person as shtika, as silence. According to the Sfas Emes, that Mishnah does not mean that the best thing for a person is to keep their mouth closed. I'm not sure that's the best thing for a person, to not talk, to walk around the world as like a mute, to not have an opinion. The shtika in question is not a lack of verbalizing. The shtika in question is a posture, an attitude of understanding, of listening, of negating ourselves, of seeing the larger picture of the world, of being in awe, of greatness around us. That's really the essence of what Shika is. And so because of that Shika, the Rashi says that Aaron was rewarded for that. Not a reward for lack of talking. It's a reward for a posture of surrender and a posture of understanding. It's a story that I think I may have read in Rabbi Riskin's book, that somebody has told me about it from Rabbi Riskin. Rabbi Riskin's book, by the way, Messages or Listening to God. It's really beautiful. People have not had a chance to read it. I encourage you to do so. So Rabbi Riskin, who was living in the West Side, so he developed a relationship with the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And we know, of course, that the Kloisenberger Rebbe, like most people, like many people, had lost so much in the war. And when his grandson was born to Kloisenberger Rebbe, and they had the Brit in the Upper West Side, Kloisenberger Rebbe spoke about the Pasuk, B'domayich Chayi, we will live through the blood, or through your blood. And the pshat, and that's what we say by Pris Mila, is that speaking about blood, you know, blood of sacrifice, blood of Pris Mila, and that's, we're going to live because of that. The Klezmer Rebbe said that's not pshat. Pshat is, b'domayich, is from the root of vayidom, that we lived, that we survived, we moved on because of our ability to accept, to hear, to not get perhaps locked in our own anger, but to concede that there might be things beyond our understanding, to stand in awe at the wonder of the world, even in the most difficult of moments. And that's very much Vayidom. And to me, when I think about that pshat, the pshat of Rabbi Schwab, that Aaron heard, and he was silenced, not because of the words, but just by knowing God's presence in the world, the pshat of the Sfat Emet, that he was Mevatel himself. To me, it's a beautiful statement of some degree how a person had to go through life. A person goes through life thinking that they're in control and thinking that they want to exert their will and their needs and their sense of things onto the world. Person goes through life with great disappointments, great anger, great frustration, aspirations and dreams unfulfilled, feeling as though that I didn't get what should come my way. So the person goes through life by yidom, embracing, accepting, surrendering. My kids are who my kids are, and I surrender that, and I'm okay with that. God has a plan in the world, and I surrender to that. Things are not perfect, but again, there's something larger than myself. That's vayido. That's the lashon, not of a lack of confidence. It's not a lashon of weakness, but it's a lashon to some degree of acceptance and the peace that comes with acceptance. It's a beautiful model of Aaron HaKohen. If I can interject, just in the minute we have remaining, I wonder if, to some degree, this ability of Aaron HaKohen, of Vayidom, is a reflection of the midah of Aaron HaKohen being a person who is an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. We know the Midrashim from Avos to Rav Nosson and other places that Aaron HaKohen would walk through the camp, and even the people who were, quote-unquote, excuse my language, the biggest lowlifes, the biggest nobodies, the Chotei Yomachti, and the guy who was smoking on Shabbos, all these people, you know, Aaron would see, and he would just lift them up, and he would just tell them that he had heard how great they were, and the way he tried to bring together marriages. And he had this great sense in the life of Aaron HaKohen of someone who had turned outside of himself. It wasn't all about me, it wasn't all about my needs, it was about trying to be a person of peace, a person of love, a person of gentleness, of understanding. And maybe that ability, when tragedy did strike him, that allowed him by Yidam, that allowed him to, instead of retreating within himself, that allowed the acceptance for the greater picture and the greater Ratzon Hashem. So we should all continue to be, as Mishnah says, Mitamidai Darna Goe, we should all be followers of Darna Goe, and to make ourselves people who can surrender and enjoy the great riches, the great happiness, the great bounty that comes from a life of that very same surrender. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.